Hello, it's Richard Lovelady, and welcome to Clubhouse Conversation.
They come from all corners of the world, and they descend on towns everywhere. Burlington, North Carolina, Idaho Falls, Idaho, Lexington, Kentucky, Wilmington, Delaware, Springdale, Arkansas, Papillion, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri. What do all these men have in common? They work together to win. It's time to talk to another Royal on Clubhouse Conversation.
And hello, I'm glad you are along for another edition of Clubhouse Conversation. It's Davo, and this is the place where we catch up with all your favorite current and former Royals players. And this morning here on Wednesday, May 16th of 2018, we are joined by Richard Lovelady of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Lovelady, a top 10 Royals prospect. We first caught up with him the day after he was drafted, almost 2 years ago. And since then, Richard Lovelady has gone from a 10th round selection that people said, wow, what a name he has. He's gone from that to a, wow, that guy's got a great name, but he's even better on the field. Look at his numbers. Lovelady has 119 Ks and 108 and two-thirds innings of professional baseball. I love that. I love the 1.00 career whip. And if you're still into ERA, I am. 1.90 ERA for Lovelady as well. Now, this spring, the Royals thought enough of him to offer him his first big league camp. He was there with all the big league guys. He, over the winter, went to the Dominican Republic on a team-building trip. We're going to talk about that trip. We're going to talk about big league camp. We'll talk about going back to when he was drafted and through those first couple of years in the minor leagues. And we've got to talk to him about some love advice. I mean, the guy's name is Lovelady, right? But also, a great story I've read a bit about of how he met his now fiance. We're going to ask him for some love advice for the gentleman out there of Kansas City and Royals Nation. We're here for you, guys. We're here for you. All right. So Lovelady joins us right now as part of the Omaha Storm Chasers bullpen on Clubhouse Conversation. Been a couple years, Richard, but good to have you back. First of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, how's everything going with you?
Everything's going good. I can take time to answer some questions.
Yeah, it's good to have you on again, man. You guys are, what, in Des Moines right now? Is that where you're at?
We're actually at home. We just finished the trip in NOLA, and we got off to NBA, and then we bus tomorrow to Iowa.
Oh, okay, so you're home till tomorrow. Very nice. Well, we last spoke about, 36 hours after you were drafted. It was 2016, already been 2 years ago just about since the draft. Time's flying by. Does it seem like it's been 2 years?
No, I would say it's been a little less than that, probably about maybe a year, maybe a couple months.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to talk about a lot since then. Let's start off with a quick thing that I thought was cool that happened off the field. I got to offer you a congrats, since we last spoke. You, about a week or two after our initial interview, so I guess you met the girl of your dreams there at a Target. Can you tell us that story?
I can. So, me and two of the teammates were at a Target to get necessities for the hotel room as far as little things laundry basket or say it be small bread, snacks, something to eat when you don't want to go out to eat or whatnot. And I saw who is now my fiance, soon to be wife, I guess over in the nutrition area where it was protein bars to powder, all stuff like that. And it's kind of weird, but I kind of followed her to the checkout and asked her what her name was, what her phone number was, all that stuff, and kind of hit it off then and there.
Wow, and she took the hook. She thought you were charming. How do you not get nervous doing that? For all the guys out there that are a little scared to approach a girl, what's the key to approach a girl without being nervous?
I would say to give it all. And if you get shot down, whatever. If you don't, it was worth it, you know?
Yeah, leave it all out there in the field. Is that what you're saying? Well, I love it. So after that, then, I've also got to ask you, too, about before we talk about baseball, about you got a photographer hired and you proposed. You made it a real special moment, including, her mom was involved, too. So, I mean, have you always been a romantic guy, or did she bring it out in you?
Mom and dad were there. Betty she didn't want, but I thought it'd be a great idea to include her parents in the entire thing. Because we had set up a nice dinner at Orange sky at Talking Stick Resort. It's a really beautiful place. And they have a restaurant on the top floor of this casino where you just look over at the city. And it's I wanted them to be there because I know how much they mean to her. And they wanted her them to see this moment, you know, their daughter's life. So I got that set up. I had a friend who knew a friend that knew another friend for a photographer, and was able to have her there. You know, I texted her, and she was, I don't know how she came around the corner at the right time, but, like, I could have sworn, like, we had this whole thing going where, like, I would go to the bathroom and then walk right past them, because what it was they had, like, little booths for, it was, like, little booths for every table.
Yeah.
Every table had its own booth and its own window, and it was closed in, every single table. So you could see the outside, you couldn't see anybody else's table. You could walk out of your room and go to the bar down the hall, and I would just, you know, tell her, hey, I'm getting ready to do it. But that didn't happen. It went to a point where I was like, you know what, I don't want to walk away and do this. I'm just going to text the girl and say, hey, I'm getting ready to do something here.
I love it, man. That's a great story. Well, you know, so another props you got to get for back in those days is I've read somewhere where you talked about, you know, the Royals or whatever team will give a new draft pick. Like, you know, after the season one, work on this, do this, follow this. And a lot of guys later on will say they kind of regret not doing that. But you took it real seriously from the start. So, I mean, how much do you think following what the Royals gave you and doing all that hard work helped with your development after that first summer?
Oh, definitely. Following every single thing that they give you, it's going to help you regardless if you think that you need this or you don't need that. I mean, after a couple, you know, three or four years, once you've got like a certain routine down of lifting or an off-season, you got off-season program, you know things that are going to really, really help you and you've got some experience under yourself, then you can start, you know, doing some other things and minor critiquing about the off-season program that you do. But besides that, like the first couple of years, I'd follow it top to bottom. Don't taste out anything. Don't substitute it. Don't be like, hey, I don't want to do this because I don't feel good. I mean, it's going to help you in the long term for sure.
Yeah, well, it helped you, you know, from the start to even before that. So that first summer then, let's talk about that then. Arizona League and Idaho Falls, you had a combined 1.80 ERA, and people were like, huh, who's this Love Lady guy? So, but what was it like for you being out in your own, you know, far away from Georgia and kind of where you grew up? Were you homesick? What was that like?
I wasn't homesick, but it was definitely something different because I had recently, I had met my girlfriend, obviously, out there. And then 10 days later, I got shipped to Idaho, so it was kind of like, oh, what the heck kind of thing, you know? It was what do we do now? What's the next step? And, I mean, obviously, I was going to go and she was going to stay, so, I mean, we didn't know what to do. And that kind of, I mean, even though I just met the girl, it was almost like I got homesick in that part, but not homesick from home because I've been from home for a while. I actually enjoy getting out, going out, going away to just, you know, start my own little thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, now how about, so talking about the surprise Royals part of that summer, you know, a lot of people listening have been out to spring training and all that, but nobody is usually out there in the middle of summer when it's like 100 degrees and dry heat and you got, you know, the Arizona League games going on out there. Is there actual people besides like your family and friends, are there actual fans for the surprise Royals out there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Majority of it's fans, family, and friends.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. It's hard to find info on those games, too, when you try to, you know, maybe a box score, but there ain't too many write-ups. There's no play-by-play or anything. So now Idaho Falls, of course, they have quite a bit of fans there in the Pioneer League. So what's it like, you know, how pretty is that area of the country, and what are your favorite memories of the Pioneer League?
The Pioneer League is it's nice. There's a lot of places out there, a lot of water that's pretty, places to go. They're not that far from Boise State. I never got to go down there and check it out. But Idaho, like I said, is a strange place. Like, you could be winning 9 runs, and then next thing you know, you're losing 10-9. It's just a field. The atmosphere, something about it, some kind of spiritual thing, I don't know. But the field is weird how a rally can start out of nowhere at Idaho.
Huh. It really does sound like the Coors Field version, right, of the minor leagues? Just, you know,
right.
One inning, eight runs. So you followed up that year. So then, of course, a lot of people were like, okay, well, this kid had a really good year. Let's see how he does in the second year in full season. So you did those workouts like we talked about. You worked really hard. And then last year was huge for your development. So a combined 1.62 ERA with Wilmington and Northwest Arkansas. So let's start with Wilmington. What was it like playing there and your favorite memories of the Carolina League?
Wilmington was fun. Wilmington was a good start. It was good to actually not have to go to Lexington, and being able to go to Wilmington to skip a level is good. I'd say the best part was probably the All-Star game, being able to be selected for that and participate in that and be around guys that a lot of which are either with you in AAA or in AA right now. And it's good to see guys you played with move on with you, you know what I'm saying? So Wilmington was good. It was it's a nice ballpark. It's a nice little area. It's right by the riverfront. I would say there's some nice places you go to. There's long bus trips, but there's a few nice places you'll go to as far as what's that team? Thinking Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is nice. There's some not so nice clubhouses as far as you could probably park a car in one of the clubhouses and that's about as much room you have.
It's a garage.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever go into Philadelphia on an off day and watch the Phillies?
I didn't watch the Phillies, but I did go. Funny story about that. I did lose my car in Philadelphia one time.
What?
So I actually picked up my fiance from the airport, and we were going to take a train from there to New York. And that's what we did the entire day when we had like an off day or so up there. And my phone was, I guess it was like 20-30% all day or whatever it was. On that thing on your map that tells you where you parked your car,
right,
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, we get back from New York. My phone's been dead probably an hour into landing in New York. So, I'm not worried about it. I'm like, all right, I know where to go. We get off this train, go that train, go this train. So, we get back, take a train back for watching the Mets play. I know it's weird. A baseball player is off day, goes to watch the baseball game. And yeah, I know. But, we get back and we take them to the train and we get off one stop early because we're like, it's going to be 25 minutes before the next train comes. Well, we just walk. We're already right here. We know where to go. So, terrible idea. Probably should have stayed because the next train takes you right across the street where the dang parking lot is. So, I don't know why we did that. We got off, started walking around the town. Scary as heck at night. Don't want to ever do it again. Walked around for a while, looking at every parking garage, walking around every single street, freaking losing our minds, had no idea. And then eventually, we found a couple people to ask, and we remembered that we parked right by like an indoor shopping mall. And we asked them, and they go, oh my God, that's where I work. Like, oh, that's perfect. You know, like, where did you come from? Thank you. And long story short, ended up finding my car probably about 2 hours later after I got there. And that was all she wrote there.
Yeah, man, that's scary. That happened to me once in Santa Monica. That's not fun.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's a scary thing, especially when you're in a seedy area. So how about Northwest Arkansas last year?
Northwest is a great, great place to play. The teams in Texas, great fields. Corpus Christi's really nice. There's a couple places that are right next to, like, what do you call those things? Can't think. It's like, what is it, like an amusement park, but it's fish and stuff.
Oh, okay.
SeaWorld, I guess. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. Like SeaWorld, like right next door. Thank God I don't play there because I'd probably be there four times out of the year. I would say that Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi is a really, really nice hotel right on the river, or not the river, but the ocean. And they have a really nice setup there. Northwest is good, though. I had an amazing set of host family. And the thing is, Northwest is almost like that turning point, you know? Like, if you get past here, you're doing well. If you don't get past here, you kind of get set down. It was like that little shipping point.
Right.
Of where are you going to go. So, it was I was really happy to do very well there and get the opportunity to be in AAA right now.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, after last year then, you started popping up, you know, on Royals' top 10 prospect list, and, you know, I know that's not a huge, huge deal, but I'm sure it's kind of nice, but, I mean, is that surreal to you? So you go back to coming out of high school, and, you know, you didn't get that many opportunities, you just kept working hard, and how surreal is it, you know, to now be on a professional top 10 list?
Yeah, so it kind of comes back to, like, you know, if you work hard, good things can happen. Working hard will always find, you know, good working hard people. You know, if you just go out there and try to hope this happens, hope that happens, it's not going to happen, you know. You got to work. You got to do it every single day.
Yeah, and then, so this past winter then, a couple life-changing things happened for you. First of all, Dominican Republic, you got to go there with some of your teammates. What was the experience like down there?
It's definitely mind-changing for sure. It's an eye-opener. It was good to see where a lot of my teammates come from and be able to, because they were down there too, living when I got there too. Guys, they lived there at the academy until it's time to go to spring training. And it was good to go there and see their facilities and see the guys. And we had actually a bonding trip where we went, what was it? It was zip lining, like over, I don't know, probably about 100 yards in air, zip lining all the way across this entire complex, paintballing.
Wow.
We got to, yeah, it was, there's some really nice places up there. We also got to visit where Yordano Ventura played, which was really, really special. And lots of kids came out there to do like a camp with us, which turned into a nice kind of charity thing because we ended up donating a lump sum of money to renovate the field that he played on once, and all the kids were just amazing there.
Lots of Royals hats and Royals shirts, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What? How about the food over there? Was it scary?
There's some things you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
You don't want to drink water out of the thing just because you're not used to it. You know.
Yeah.
You get sick. But passion fruit. You ever drink anything at all there? Gotta be passion fruit.
Passion fruit. That's the stuff, huh?
That is unbelievable.
What's the Dominican Academy like there? You know, is it just like, what? How big of an area is that for the Royals Dominican Academy there?
It's got two full-size fields. It's probably got about 20, 30 rooms for kids to stay in. Got a indoor batting cages. It's also got a miniature field for infielders. So it's kind of like spring training in a way.
Okay.
It's got everything that needs. It's got kitchen. It's got everything in there.
Some great players over there.
House, box.
Yeah, very nice. Well, so something else that happened before the season. You got your first invitation to big league camp. You know, how much did that mean to you this year?
That meant a lot. I mean, this early and this young, it meant everything. I mean, it seemed like just yesterday, like you said, you know, it just seemed like I just got drafted, and now look where I'm at. And it was unbelievable to be able to play with a lot of those guys and veterans and learn from them. It was amazing.
And I know, obviously, you're enjoying Omaha so far. So we had Nicky Lopez on in the last couple of weeks, who went to Creighton. He'd never tried a Runza. Please tell me that you've tried a Runza sandwich by now.
Still have not tried a Runza yet.
don't you have an off day today, man? Come on.
We got an off day today, but what happens if I don't like it and I got pitched tomorrow? I'm sick. You never know.
Never. All right.
So, we actually do have a Runza day coming up on our next homestand. We're going to have a burrito. burrito on our hat, a burrito on our jersey. We have the whole shebang going.
I love it. You're gonna, they're hopefully there'll be a spread, right? A post game spread of Runzas.
Yeah, it's gotta be. You're gonna give us jerseys, and a lot of guys haven't had it. You gotta give us a little sample.
Yeah, you do. I love it. So, what are you working on the most right now?
Working on staying within myself, as far as not trying to overdo things. Working on change up. Always can need a change up. To play off your other two pitches, and working on staying consistent for sure.
Where are you typically sitting on Vila with the fastball, and where do you top out at right now?
Vila's a little down right now. We're right around 2-4 right now.
Okay. Now, a couple of your teammates I wanted to ask you about here that we hear some about. First of all, Kevin Lenick, a guy that I'm very intrigued about. I was on the bandwagon early, man. They took him out of, I think, was it Frontier City? I forget where he was, but he pitched in Burlington in the rookie league and then all the way up to Omaha at the end of last year. He's doing well. Tell us about Kevin Lenick.
Kevin Lenick's my roommate.
Nice.
On the road and at home. Kevin Lenick's a great guy, man. He's got... If you can just spend 5-10 minutes around him, he will make you laugh like no tomorrow. I'm telling you. Like, it's the stupidest or the smallest thing, and you just can't stop laughing about it. He's a great guy, though.
Good. Okay. How about Mike Broadway?
Mike Broadway is my throwing partner. Mike's actually a guy who's been to the league, and he's an older guy, and it's good to – I've talked to him a little bit. It's good to hear from guys that have been doing it for a while, what they do, how they go about maintaining. You know, because I asked him, hey, what was your velocity when you were my age? He said, well, I'm about the same. He said, what are you doing different? You know, just taking the easy maintenance of my body and, you know, and just doing the small things that will add up to be something big later.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, you know.
Put
up with yourself.
I loved the Kyle Loesch tribute at the end with the beer toast. Did you get to talk much to Kyle while he was there?
He was my when we got home, he was my locker mate, I guess, the guy next to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you call it the locker mate?
Yeah, that would be right, locker mate, yeah.
I didn't talk to him much. I wished him good luck and everything. I talked to Clay a good bit, though, whenever he was here.
Yeah, man, it's all about soaking the stuff up. And two more guys I got to ask you about that are up here now. I mean, how excited are you for Jason Adam?
Unbelievably excited because he came to us at Northwest midway through the season last year at Frisco, I remember. And, you know, he didn't have any of the stuff he has now. He's on fire. He's unbelievable. And to see that he's still striking out the world is amazing.
Yeah, they said his spin rate is like on par with closers. Do you get into this whole spin rate stuff? Are you into that kind of stuff? Are you the advanced metrics and stuff?
No, don't get caught up in that stuff because, like they told you, they told us in a meeting, like, you'll have a guy that, like, for instance, Ian Anderson is a very top prospect, I want to say, for the Braves.
Yeah.
Number one, number two, three. He has below average spin rate in every single category.
Huh.
So that's success. So spin rate doesn't mean anything, man. It's all about location.
I agree. Now, how about a guy I think you know pretty well that's overcome a lot that I'm sure you're also, you know, on the moon for is Tim Hill.
Oh, yeah. Tim Hill was my roommate in Northwest. He met my fiance. Man, Tim Hill is amazing. I congratulated him the day we found out we got to put on the opening day roster. I mean, we were on the way back from a minor league game with the Dodgers stadium. Tim is a great kid. Tim has unbelievable stuff, and his story is just incredible as well.
Yeah, there's lots of guys easy to pull for in this organization. Well, before we let you go, I wanted to finish up with 10 rapid-fire questions. Are you ready to answer some random questions away from the field?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Is Bubba Starling the only cat lover in the organization? Yeah, he is, dude. He's got a couple. We found that out a few weeks back, man. Ryan O'Hearn knew about it. I was pretty excited about it. I'm a cat guy. I'm like the only straight man in this world that loves cats, I think. But anyway, so I had to know that. So, okay, how about do you have a favorite band or do you have a favorite singer?
couple. I'm going to go Tom Brady, or not Tom Brady, Tom Petty, and let's go, that's tough. Either Foreigner or AC/DC.
Oh, you, wow, Foreigner. Dude, that's some mad points right there. You know Foreigner? I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah. I got all these, man.
Do you know Phil Collins is my favorite. Are you a Phil Collins fan or not?
Not so much. I know a couple songs.
Okay. Obviously,
everybody knows a couple songs.
Everyone, you have to. All right, so what's the favorite, or, you know, what's the best baseball movie of all time?
To me?
Yeah.
I would say, comedy-wise, Benchwarmers.
Okay, Benchwarmers. I like that one. That's a good one. Do you have a favorite sports video game?
Ooh, not sport, but regular video game, Fortnite.
Okay, all right. Who is your, give me a couple of your best friends in the Royals organization.
And Marlon.
Hopefully we'll see Ash back soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a favorite opposing minor league stadium?
Frisco.
What is it, just because of the location?
Oh, because there's a lazy river in right field.
All right. Do you have an MLB? Okay. Do you have a MLB pitcher that you study the most?
Carter Capps, because of the jump, I have certain things like that. And then Chris Sale, because of the way he throws across his body.
Yeah, that guy's amazing. The strikeouts he get. What's the best thing you figured to do off the field in Omaha? Have you hit up the zoo yet, for example?
Is there a zoo here?
You didn't know there's a zoo there?
No.
Dude.
I mean, I have an off day today, man. I'm literally just sitting here at the PetSmart.
Dude, the zoo is top three in the world. It's like a world-class zoo. You didn't know that?
See, I didn't know that. See, usually on my off day, what I do is I go to PetSmart and I go and play with people's dogs because I'm missing mine right now. But usually, I mean, I have nothing to do. But since you said there's a top ten zoo,
yeah, for sure. Oh,
I have to check that out.
It's definitely top 10 in the world. It's top 3 in the U.S. But they've got like an indoor rainforest. You can walk through a rainforest. They have an indoor desert. They have an underground. Like, you can like walk around, like walk with the sharks and stuff. Like in the penguins, they have like an underground. It's like the best. I'm trying to think if it'd be open. Would it still be open right now? Is it summer yet? Maybe it would be. I don't know. Yeah, you got to check that out though soon. And plus, you can see the old Rosenblatt Stadium. You can see like a little monument where it used to be. It's right there at the zoo where the old College World Series was and the Omaha Royals for all those years. So it's kind of a cool little tribute they have out there as well. All right, last two things. Is this the first interview you've ever done where somebody doesn't ask you like 10 questions about your name?
Yes, absolutely.
Does that ever get, I know you have a good sense of humor. Does it ever get annoying having people ask you about that all the time?
Oh, man, this place closes at 5 o'clock. I didn't get annoying after a while. After all, I'd say if it was like interview after interview after interview, not like interview, you know, a couple weeks, interview. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, it's something I embrace. I mean, it's my name. It's, you know, it's who I am. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever, Jimmy.
Absolutely. And I guess my very last question is, what would you like to say to all the Royals fans listening right now?
I would say get ready for the new wave of prospects coming very soon, because you're going to be excited and want to come and feel the stadium.
Man, I am excited. We got that pitching there at the upper levels and all those position players coming up. And, man, it's going to be fun. So, you know, definitely stay in touch, man. I appreciate all of your time. And, you know, check out that zoo soon and get a runza soon, too.
Okay.
All right, man. Take care.